Welcome to another edition here of Calls of the Game here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy, and thanks again for joining me here. It was a tough loss on Friday night for the Sky City Beavers, suffering defeat for the first time this year in a 28-13 loss to the Beloit Trojans in Week 6 of high school football. Sky City knew this was going to be a tough battle against a 3-2 Beloit team coming into town. Beloit had two losses, combined 9 points coming into Friday night's game, and they were a 5-0 Colby team at the time and a 4-1 Southeast of Saline team at the time. And so this team could easily be 5-0 entering the Friday night's game. But it was a game where Beloit led the entire night there, and it started off in the first quarter. We'll get to it. Beloit started with the football. They only they went three plays and out and punted. Scott City would have a first down and then get a second down play to around the 34-yard line. And then this is where the turnover bug hit Scott City right away, and it ended up being points for the Beloit Trojans.
King will go under center wing. To the right is Hunter Yeager. Tight end left, Jackson Lewis. Receiver right as Cale Goodman goes to motion right. Toss right side to Parker Gooden. Fumbles the football, ripped away that time. And inside the 10-5, Kyler Valley touchdown. He ripped it right out of the hands that time of Parker Gooden on the sweep play right side, and it's 6-0 Beloit, 9:26 to go first quarter.
The senior Kyler Valley for the Beloit Trojans, who had missed the first three games due to an injury, just pretty much ripped the ball out of Parker Gooden's hands as he caught the toss and returned it 28 yards for a touchdown. 6-0 Beloit led there with 9:26 to go first quarter after the two-point conversion failed. Scott said we go 3-and-out, they'd be sacked on 3rd and long and be forced to punt 3-and-out, giving Beloit short field after Vincent Pollen returned it to the Scott City 31-yard line. The Trojans would actually have a holding play, but they'd be backed up, but it would not faze them at all. They would have a 6-play drive that resulted in the first defensive touchdown allowed by the Beavers all season long.
4:05 to go. This is a drive that's taken over 3 minutes. It started at the Scott City 31. Beloit threatened to be the first team to score on the Scott City defense a touchdown this year. I formation, this is their wedge package. Handoff up right side for Aerosmith. Dives in. Touchdown, Beloit. Beloit scores to make it 12-0 here with 3:52 to go first quarter.
Beloit, who has rarely gone for a PAT all season long, they went for the two-point conversion and got it that time as the quarterback, Hudson Gray, found Brendan Walker, the tight end, open in the end zone about 8 yards deep to make it 14-0 with 3:52 to go in the opening period of play. Scott City would put together a very solid drive. It would be an 8-play drive where they started at their own 20. They would take it all the way into the red zone, and for a second straight week in the first quarter, Scott City would cough up the football deep into opponent territory.
So that's Parker's 11th grab of the year at the Beloit 18, 1st and 10 for the Beavers. Wing T set up, wing to the left is Gooden. And it'll be a handoff left side. Cale Goodman bursts through there, 15. Oh, he fumbles the football late, and Beloit recovers it at the 2. Oh, he had the first down, and the ball popped out. And the second turnover of the game, Scott City ends a beautiful drive, and it's 1st and 10 Beloit at the 2.
That was late in the first quarter, with about 3 seconds to go when they fumbled it inside the 5-yard line of Beloit there. Scott City would trail 14-0 to Beloit after the first quarter of play. Their largest deficit of the year, the previous one, was a 3-0 halftime deficit against Holcomb in Week 2. But more to come here. Second quarter, we'll have that for you in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.